morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. This is Starting Your Food Hustle. I am your host, Mr. Marcus Allen Cobb, and this show is the very first one. However, it's going to be very special because coming to you from Houston, Texas, you know, I come from a city that is inspired by food. I come from a city that, you know, brings so much culture, so much dignity to the food industry that you can't even imagine. So on today's show, I basically want to talk about the five things you should do before you make your food hustle a reality. Now, before we go into that, I want to give you a brief summary of who I am and what I bring to the table and what I like to do with Starting Your Food Hustle. I would say I spent pretty much all my life in the city of Baltimore, Maryland. I was born and raised there. I spent, you know, about, say, 20 years. I pretty much have worked in the food industry all my life. I've worked in several establishments, such as Wegmans, you know, Walmart, and, you know, different, you know, Fortune 500 companies that are very top. You know, I've done pretty much everything, such as, you know, cooking, to prepping, to grilling, to sauteing, to frying, to being a manager in the food industry. So, you know, I bring quite a lot of experience to the table. And one particular area that, you know, I really am passionate about and focused on was seafood. You know, I pretty much, at the beginning, when I first started in seafood, you would think, oh, I don't want to smell like fish. I don't want to do this. But, you know, I gave it a shot because I was the type of person that'd like to be open-minded about everything. So about, say, 6 years ago, I started in the seafood industry at Wegmans. And I learned so much and did so much in that industry that, you know, it's just a wealth of knowledge to bring to this radio show. So for me, I really want to inspire each and every last one of you to go and pursue your dream in the food industry. If you're looking to do that, if you're looking to become a chef, if you're looking to work in a manufacturing food company, then so be it. But there's a lot of opportunity, especially in the Texas area, that food comes with. But I want to bring your attention to some of the events that are taking place around the Texas area. One big event that is taking place this weekend is the Texas Black Expo, which is an expo that expresses and talks about African-American black businesses that deal with primarily food, healthcare, technology, and all different types of vendors. And it's very interesting that I will be there talking about definitely food. And somehow, if you're in the area, definitely you want to make your way down to this wonderful event that takes place yearly. And also, there is a Southwest Food Expo that's taking place in the Dallas, Texas area. At the Dallas Convention Center, there will be an expo that's taking place Sunday and Monday, which will be the 23rd and 24th, if I'm not mistaken. There is like a big, big food expo, and you will have celebrity chefs, celebrity guests, lectures, seminars, definitely books, everything that you could think of in the food industry that will be taking place. So I wanted to bring your attention to those two big food events that are taking place. Now, for this show, you know, I like to do something different. You know, of course, I want to bring a special guest, but as of today, we don't have one. However, I want to talk about some of the things that I would like to do with the show, which is, of course, having my special guest. And I also want to bring something that, you know, a lot of maybe radio hosts don't necessarily do. And I have a special segment that I like to bring, which is called What's Your Hustle? Now, this segment talks about people's different products and services in any industry, because I feel as though that I don't want to limit to myself to just what's in food. You know, I like to be open-minded with other areas in the career path. And so I want to give people an opportunity to talk about their products and services, because I like to learn different things. You never know that, you know, different opportunities present themselves in different ways. You know, other listeners might want to learn something new. So I really want to give people an educational background on other areas. So from this show, we're going to have a 10 to 15 minute segment of a couple of people that talk about their products and services. And at the end, we're going to have them do a 1 minute pitch of why I should buy from you. Why should I invest in you? Why should I go to your website and purchase your product? You know, pretend that I'm Mr. Bill Gates. Pretend that I am, you know, a famous investor, you know, and I'm sitting in front of you. I want you to pitch me of why I should invest in you. You know, for a lot of us, we're not, I do know what it's like to create something out of passion and enthusiasm, and I know what it's like to be rejected time and time again, and because so many people wouldn't give you the time of day, so many people wouldn't, you know, wouldn't talk to you because your product doesn't enthusiasm. And so pretty much, you know, I want to fill that void with this show. I want to give people their, you know, opportunity to talk about their products. So if you have something special to share, something that you want to get out to the radio station, definitely send me an email, which is www.mcdreamer95@comcast.net. And I like to see what you have to offer. And I like to hear it as well. And maybe some listeners might be interested in what you have to offer. So you never want to limit yourself to just limit us very few opportunities, which brings me to a topic for today, which is the five things you should do before making your food hustle a reality. And honestly, I took a leap of faith to come to Houston, Texas to pursue my food hustle, because of all the years that I've spent, you know, doing cooking, prepping, you know, making, you know, mistakes and learning in my position, I come to realize that, you know, my success is determined by me, and I wanted to make it happen by me. I didn't want no one telling me how to do this, how to do that. You know, I didn't want to spend that so many years doing that. So I took the leap of faith last year to move to Houston, Texas, and I must say that it's been life-changing. It's really been, you know, one of those things that, you know, I was really scared about doing because I didn't have family in Texas. But, you know, it brings new life, it brings new ideas, it brings passion to things that you wouldn't even expect if you were still living in the same area that you were living in. So, for me, I started with Cobb's Biscuits, which is a famous biscuit company that I make biscuits from scratch, all kinds of flavors and everything. And so we're almost there. And pretty soon you'll know all about it. And you can make your way down to Houston, Texas and taste a yummy, fresh homemade biscuit. Now, the first thing I want to talk about, one of the things that you should do when you pursue your food hustle is, if you currently are working at a food establishment and you're currently working in like a fast food place, like a restaurant, definitely, you know, a job that maybe you're not so too satisfied with. You might want to take the opportunity to go to your boss and let them know that you possibly want to learn other areas in your company, such as like your inventory, your ordering, your prepping, like other areas of the restaurant, other areas of the food establishment. Make yourself stand out in your position. Never go into a job and just perform that one task that you've been doing each and every day, because it limits you in so many ways that you can't even imagine, because they know that you can just do that one thing, but then you can't do anything else. So until they know that you can perform other tasks, then you're just going to keep getting further and further behind. And then you wonder why you feel stuck. You wonder why you're not getting ahead. So my suggestion is that you talk with your boss and ask them that, I want to do more. I want to learn more. Now, for some of you, you might say, oh, well, you know, I do so much as it is, and I don't want to do any more. But the reality is that the more you know, the more you learn, the more you grow. And even though it may not be something that you are going to be able to do there, but you can take those skills and put them towards, you know, an enterprise of your own. And that's exactly what I did at my previous profession. You know, I didn't limit myself, because I was always the go-getter. I was doing just one thing. I was pretty much was busting tables and cleaning. So, you know, one day I just went to my boss and told him that I want more responsibility. You know, I can do payroll. I could do this. I could do so many things. And yet he was very pleased, very excited, and he offered me more responsibility just off the bat. So I just encourage each and every last one of you to pursue other areas in your workplace. That way you have the foundation of learning different roles and tasks, because when it comes to having your own hustle, you're going to need to know those other areas, because you can't just know that one thing when you have your own company. That's so crucial. So moving on to the second thing is, while you're at that job, while you're at that position, use that opportunity to network with other food business owners and associations. And to give you a better example, there are so many organizations that are here in the Houston, Texas area, such as your Texas Chef Association. You've got your NACE, which is your National Association of Catering Executives. You have so many associations that deal with food, and you want to use that opportunity to network and get out there and meet people, because it brings not just, you know, contacts, but it brings new ideas. It brings new opportunities. You could do partnerships. You could collaborate. There's so many reasons why you need to get out there and network. And especially the best time to do it is while you're at the job. Don't wait until you're off the job or when you are laid off and to be networking, because a lot of times we wait till things get so bad that we can't, we're desperate to, like, make a move, when the reality is you should have been making the move while things were good. So I instill within you to definitely get out there every week and show what you can do. Definitely, I would say, volunteer. That's a must if you can. Because that way people get to see what you have to offer. They get to see a new side of you. You get to learn new things that you couldn't do on the job. That's another thing. And that's honestly what I like to bring to you as far as networking. So for the third thing, also, while you're networking, try to seek out a mentor. Now, each and every day, of course, when we go to work, you know, we think we don't have no one that we could go to talk about our issues. We don't have that one person that we can trust that could help us get to where we need to get. You know, for a lot of us, we feel like we're so isolated that we think differently. And that's how I kind of felt when I was doing my work, because it was like I thought differently. You know, a lot of the people just didn't, I just couldn't relate to a lot of the people because, you know, I had that mindset of the go-getter. And so what I encourage you to do is while you're networking and going to associations, try to seek out that one person, that one mentor that could really show you new things in the business world. They could teach you and mentor you for your business. I think that's so crucial when you're starting a business, because for the most part, it can be very lonely. It can be very isolated. And successful business owners, especially food owners, should not and cannot work by themselves. It's impossible. It's too much work. And to seek out someone who has the same qualities in you, to seek out someone who wants to see you succeed is invaluable. And forget about the money aspect for a minute, because a lot of times when you don't have that support, especially at home with like maybe your spouse, your significant other, or maybe from your family, you have that one person who's there with you, who you could talk to about your issues, who you can call up, just maybe not all the time, but just maybe that maybe once a week. And that's just, it's so crucial. So I say definitely seek out that one person that can make the difference for you. And that could be in an association, that could be at your position, that could be in a trade or just in school. It could be anything. So definitely, which brings me to the next point, you know, if the person is really good at what they do and really likes what you bring to the table, you know, they could turn into a potential partner for you, which comes to the fourth thing that you should do before starting your hustle. I say seek out a partner or people that you could partner with to do your business. Now, I understand that, you know, partnerships can go either way. I understand that, you know, partnerships, some or, you know, maybe a lot, don't work out because you have the one person that wants to go in this direction. You have this other person that wants to go in this direction. But I feel like at the end of the day, there's no better way to get a business going. There's no better way to start a business than to have another person doing it with you. And so I say seek out a partner, and such as a virtual assistant or someone that brings balance and could take your business into directions where you could never go by yourself. Now, we're going to speak on the one thing, which I say virtual assistant, because there's so many tasks and responsibility that goes into starting your food business, because there's payroll, there's employees, there's, you know, the money, there is the website, there's so many things that you have to do. And so by having that assistant and hiring them, they could take so much of the load off, so much of the burden that we tend to do ourselves. Because, you know, as entrepreneurs, we always wanted to be by ourselves. We always want to make it known that we did all this and everything. But at the end of the day, it's not about how much you accomplish, it's about how smart and efficient we work each and every single day. So that speaks volume in starting a company. And it's a must, because I have one and everyone should have one, because it makes such the biggest difference when you are starting your food business. And, which brings me to the last thing. This honestly sums up everything that I could say about starting your food hustle. I would say definitely you have to be honest with yourself, especially with your boss. You have to be honest with your family. You have to be honest with your spouse. You have to know what you want. I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of people want to do this. A lot of people want to do that. But it takes action. It takes significant just power to really go after your dreams, which, you know, a lot of people want to do it, but then they don't really have the, you know, resources and just the power to do it. So what I encourage each and every last one of you to do is to definitely be open and honest with the people that are around you. You know, you're going to get criticism. You're going to get people say, oh, you can't do this. You can't do that. But, you know, you have to move past that because you're always going to have that no matter what you do. You have it at your job currently, you know, and people want you, some people want you to fail, but you just can't let that get to you. And definitely for me, I've had that fair share of those things in my life because I've had so many failures that you can't even imagine, but I never let it get to me. As a result, which I kind of didn't want to get into and get off topic, but I need to be real. I need to be honest with the listeners. I just want to give them the reality of what it takes to really achieve and go after what you really want. I would say 2 years ago, you know, when I first left Baltimore, Maryland, I made my way to Atlanta, Georgia, with the same enthusiasm of, you know, starting my food hustle, definitely trying to do this and everything. But, however, things didn't turn out the way that it should have been. You know, I wanted to get a position just to be able to pay the bills while I was building that dream, while I was building that foundation. And however, I really couldn't find decent work to make, you know, ends meet, I would say. And so the reality was it was months went by, and during those months, you know, the money was going and going and to the point where I ran out of money, and as the end result, I ended up homeless for, I would say, it was 8 months, and I really kind of didn't want to share that, but, you know, I think people need to hear the reality. I ended up homeless, sleeping and living in my car because I didn't have enough money to find a place to live. And, you know, I didn't have the money to pursue my dream. I ran out of it. And so I was in such a bad place that, you know, I didn't know what life could bring. You know, I kind of was scared at the beginning, but then as time went on, I still believed in myself. I still believed in what I wanted to bring to the world. And I wanted to bring that, something that people would enjoy. So I never gave up. During those 8 months, you know, by sleeping and living in the car, you know, I still managed to go to the library. I still managed to go to Barnes and Noble's. I still managed to go to the schools to educate myself on business ownership. I went and networked with different associations just to meet people and get myself out there. You know, it takes that dedication. It takes a lot to really do that because you're in such a bad place that you don't even know that when the next paycheck is going to come. You don't know when the next meal is going to come. I can't count how many times where, you know, I didn't have the money to eat. I can't count how many times where, you know, I was, you know, I went without eating for days, and it was just the hardest thing. But I never gave up on my dream. I still had faith that I would see this through. And after those 8 months, I would say, I made my way down to Houston, Texas, to give it another shot. And things started to turn around for the better. You know, I never knew that Texas was known for their elaborate food industry. So off the bat, I was in the right place. It felt right. I just knew it was right. So, you know, I continued to, at the beginning, you know, still live in my car because I still didn't have, you know, enough money to do what I wanted to do. But, you know, I managed to find a job immediately, quickly, you know, at a seafood restaurant, just to get myself off back on track. And, you know, that's when, you know, things, you know, started to move the way they should have been. And by just doing the things that I just said, by networking, by just going to, you know, the computer lab, doing the research, speaking to people, you know, I was able to get out of that and definitely provide something that's so valuable to people here that I'm just very proud that, you know, I never gave up. And this is what I encourage to each and every last one of you to do. If you're in a situation where you just feel like you're at the end of your rope, you're at the end of the point where I'm so sick of this job, I'm so sick of this, I'm sick of that, you know, there is a way, there's a way out, but in this day and age, you have to have your own success. And I've learned that at a very early age, and I'm so proud of that. And because I just feel like no matter what position that you're in at any company or any food company, that you always would be limited. You always would feel like you just can't be the creative person that you can be if you were just out on your own. And being down in Houston, I was able to definitely create this foundation, this platform for other entrepreneurs, food entrepreneurs, and other ones as well, to bring new life to the Houston area and definitely to other cities as well. And I wanted to definitely have a TV show that, you know, I wanted to teach individuals how to cook. Definitely seafood, because, you know, seafood is a very tricky thing to cook. So that's really my passion. That's really my expertise. So look out for that. I will be bringing that to you. It's coming to a DVD. I definitely also have the biscuits coming soon to Houston, right near you. So they're definitely a lot of opportunities that are in the works. But for this show, this is definitely for you. This is definitely something that, you know, I want to bring in more awareness of what's going on in the food industry. Definitely I want to bring so much more than I could ever bring to anybody else. You know, I want to impact thousands of people. You know, you have to. And the one thing also that I didn't mention, definitely in the topics, people have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. So one example would be, you want to get used to speaking in front of people. And I know that we are so terrified of that, but that was one thing that, you know, I wanted to get better at. That was one thing that I really wanted to incorporate in my business. That's something that every last one of you should bring into your business. That should be another platform that surrounds your overall business. Because the knowledge, because each and every last one of us are very knowledgeable about something. But whether it's food, whether it's sports, whether it's travel, you know, you want to be able to talk about those things. You want to be able to reach your audience. You want to educate them because all of us have something valuable to bring. So, and that's why I'm including this segment of What's Your Hustle into this show, because I want people to bring their unique talent, their unique ability to the market, because a lot of us, you know, are scared that somebody might not be interested in what they have to offer. They're scared that, you know, they're going to get criticized. But, you know, I want you to bring that, I want you to bring that out. I really want you to not be afraid, because I was truly afraid of telling, you know, people that, you know, I was living in my car for 8 months. I was scared to tell people that, you know, I wanted to start my own thing. You know, I didn't want to be here for years and years. I was scared to do so many things. But now, after going through that horrible experience, I'm more stronger, I'm more passionate, I'm more enthusiastic about everything. I see things so much differently. I see things a lot clearer than I ever did, I would say, about 2-3 years ago. So, definitely, in conclusion of this, I really want each and every last one of you to think of something that you are definitely passionate about. And, of course, I would love to read it. I definitely would like to share it on my show. So if you're not afraid to, you know, talk about it, definitely I like to have you on my show. Definitely for maybe 10, 15 minutes of airtime to discuss what's your, definitely your hustle. Because everyone needs to have that hustle. Everybody needs that second, you know, plan of action. So when you're ready to make that move, you have it. Now, as far as special guests for this show, definitely, you know, there are going to be people that I like to interview. I like to interview chefs. Definitely people in the business world. I like to interview aspiring entrepreneurs in the food industry and other industries as well. So if you know of a special person that definitely wants to make their presence known, they definitely want to bring something new to the table, just give me a shout at www.mcdreamer95@comcast.net. And we'll repeat that at the end as well. But, you know, I really want to help each and last one, every last one of you to reach your goals, to reach your dreams, to reach that potential. Don't be afraid of, you know, the criticism and all, because each of us have gotten that. And so the next thing that, you know, I really want to talk about is definitely some of the recipes that I like to bring to you. And one recipe that we're going to mention definitely at the end is the recipe of the week. That's going to be one of the things that I mention at the end of the show, where I talk about the recipe, and I will have it on my website as well. It's something for everyone to try. It's something for someone to give their opinion about. Because each of us, you know, we cook, but we also are like in a hurry to do different, you know, coming from work. We want to put something fast and easy together. So I want to fill that void and give you some ideas of what you can cook, Like, just seafood is my specialty. There are a lot of dishes that we could make quick and easy. One of these things, which I will be showing on my television show, and the show is going to be called Get Your Seafood Hustle On with Marcus Cobb, and that's going to be shown in Missouri City, Texas. The taping will be done. And one of the things that we're going to talk about is one of my favorites is pan searing. Pan searing is almost similar to like pan frying fish. I use this method definitely a lot when I was in my profession in the restaurant, and definitely had Wegmans, which is one of the top grocery stores in the U.S. So pan searing is nothing but just, you know, pretty much very light pan frying, but, you know, at a maybe like a lower level. So it's not intense. But basically, I'll use, let's say, salmon. One of my favorite things is steelhead trout, which is almost similar like salmon, but doesn't taste like it. It looks like it, but it doesn't taste like it. So when you buy salmon, you're able to basically coat it with pan-searing flour or regular flour, because some stores don't carry pan-searing flour. And you get a cooking pan, which is your oil. Use a little bit of oil, not too much, and just cook it on both sides for, I say, 3 to 5 minutes. You always want to make sure your fish is temp to 145 for it to be fully done. You never want it to go below that, because the inside doesn't cook. So always make sure you have a thermometer with you when you're doing meat and seafood dishes. And you always want to make sure that your fish is temped at 145 Fahrenheit for it to be done. And some of the things I like to use with my steelhead trout, and some of the things that you're going to use, are basting oil, which is like your garlic and oil, like garlic and herbs, in a specific oil. It's not cooking oil, but it's a seasonal oil, which is probably found in international stores, probably not in regular grocery stores. And you're going to season your fish the way you want it. You could use maybe seasoned salt. You could use all-purpose seasoning. You don't want to go too heavy on your fish, because you'll take away the taste, because I really like my fish taste. But you don't want it too fishy. You just want it right. You want it, like, in the middle. So you don't want the seasoning to draw away from your meat. So definitely you want to season it the way you want to. And definitely you want to have a specific sauce with for your special fish. Now, I have used definitely a sauce that was one of my favorites, which is roasted red pepper sauce, your lemon and herbs sauce, and your citrus soy sauce. These were sauces that I had particularly used for my fish that gave it such a good flavor. Now, they're only going to be found in pretty much maybe Hebb or the Wegmans stores, but you could get away with, like, any seafood sauce, or definitely lemon and herb, or definitely something that could finish off the fish. So once you have cooked your fish on both sides and it's temp to 145, you want to take the fish out of the oil, clean your pan out, definitely make sure there's no extra oil or anything in it. Then once it's dishwashed, or you can get a brand new clean pan, you want to put the basting oil into the pan. Then you want to put the cooked fish to finish it off in definitely the cooking pan. And then you want to add your sauce to the pan So you have the basting oil and the sauce, and then you're just going to pour over, keep pouring the sauce over it and pretty much like simmering it. And that way it gives it the good flavoring that it needs to make it tasteful. So you only should probably do this maybe, I say, about 5 to 7 minutes. That way your fish is not burning. That way it's not overcooking, because you never want to overcook your fish. You always want to cook it for maybe about 7 minutes, 7 to maybe 10 minutes, if that. And this method doesn't take very long. I would say maybe about, at the most, maybe 12 minutes, 12, 15 minutes, depending on the type of fish, depending on the thickness. So it varies. So tilapia may take shorter time, but maybe like a thicker fish like salmon or tuna or something else will take a little bit longer. So it varies. So your time is going to vary regardless. So that is one method that I definitely wanted to share with you. And definitely you'll be able to see that come when I bring the DVD series of 4 different ways of how to cook your fish. So you'll be able to see definitely how I prepare your fish, how, the different types of methods, the different types of time, different ideas of how to cook various fish. I will also want to talk about different types of side dishes that could go with your fish. And definitely, maybe, I like to, since I'm a big fan of wine, I like to bring like a special drink that you could use. Now, this would give you ideas of like maybe a dinner for two, you know, a dinner for a getaway, or just, you know, something that you probably want to share with your significant other, or definitely your wife, your, you know, somebody else. So definitely, you know, I want to bring those ideas to you, because there's so many ways you go with seafood and how to prepare it. So that's just one method that I like to share for you this week. And definitely one of the recipes that I'm a big fan of and will be posted on my website is your pan-seared scallops. Now, these are scallops that were, you know, pretty much pan-seared and garlic and herb, and then I just added garlic and garlic cheese butter, and so they're like garlic cheese butter scallops. So they are pretty much are marinated in these scallops, and they're pretty much grilled on the stove. So that is going to be your recipe for the week, and I will be posting that definitely on my DDS Radio website to give you that idea. So that is something that you can try definitely at home, because it doesn't take very long. It just takes minimum effort. So definitely I want to share those ideas with you, because some of us, we get tired of cooking the same thing. We just don't know, like, other things that we can entice others with. So that's just one area that I can entice with you of how to cook and how to do different things with your seafood. So, in conclusion of today's show, I definitely want to say that I've shared a lot with you. I share things that I probably wouldn't have expected to share, and I didn't really expect to go there, but I just felt like it had to get off my chest. I felt like it was just the perfect platform to really express how I feel, how things were, how things are going to be. Because I want to be real with the audience. I want to inspire each and every last one of you that even though you may be in a bad place, even though you may be in a place where you just don't want to be, there is hope that you can definitely get out of it. There's definitely resources and definitely people that can help you any way possible for you when you are pursuing that dream, pursuing that hustle. So I encourage each and every last one of you to definitely come up with that one idea, definitely come up with that inspiration. If you give yourself something that's going to get you up in the morning, don't settle for just like, oh, I got to go to the job again. Oh, no. Just, it's time to really put something else in motion. It's time to really bring that creativity out of you. So never limit your opportunities for nobody. Definitely not. Now, coming next week on Getting Your Food Hustle On, I definitely will be having a special guest, and I kind of don't want to give it away, but definitely we're going to speak more about the food industry. I also want to talk about what makes Texas so special in the food industry. I definitely want to speak about, you know, different aspects of what it takes to get a food hustle, a food business started. There are quite a few things that, you know, I like to talk with about my guests with. And so we want to talk about the success. And definitely by next week, I like to be able to talk about sorry about that. Definitely, I like to have a couple of people talk about their food businesses, about getting them started, definitely providing that pitch to individuals, giving them new ideas, and definitely inspiring each and every last one of you to go after your dreams. Until then, this is Getting Your Food Hustle On with Marcus Cobb, and I look forward to speaking with you, each, every last one of you, every week. Till then, take care, and I say bye for now.